Hello and welcome to a Tech Target podcast. I'm News Director Mark Fontecchio. With me today is Merv Adrian. He's a research analyst at Gartner, and he's going to talk to me about recent revenue numbers that came out regarding the database market. So welcome, Merv.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
So can you start by just talking a little bit about your overall impressions of the revenue numbers, what you're seeing, what kind of trends you're seeing in the database market, what's popular, what's growing, those sorts of things?
Sure. The market has demonstrated its continued resilience in the face of a couple of relatively difficult macroeconomic years. I'm sure it's no surprise to anybody. Times have been a little tough for everybody, including IT. But despite that, during the last couple of years, the market had grew 8% and 8.3% last year. That's RDBMS revenue specifically, under how challenging things have been. That said, the progress was not evenly distributed. There are, as always, some people who are hot, some, and the interesting thing is that those who are not sometimes are turning out to be the old standbys that have been reliable for years. But there's been a little churn occurring at the top of the market.
So one thing that I kind of noticed when I was looking at the numbers is how, you know, Microsoft has been growing quite a bit over the past couple of years. And in the most recent year in 2013, they actually surpassed IBM for revenue. So what do you make with that and where SQL Server stands now in the database market?
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I have to say that many years ago I was working at Sybase when Microsoft came in and acquired the rights to the code line to use, and their progress since then has been steady and really quite interesting. They re-engineered the product rather significantly to give it a services-oriented base, and then they began a decade-long trek to make it a enterprise-class alternative to the other leading products. And for many years, it was considered suitable for mid-range apps, but not for the top stuff in the data center that needed to be always on, not unsurprisingly, the name of their high availability feature, and highly reliable. And year over year, release over release, they continued to improve both SQL Server itself and the operating system, Windows Server, that it runs on, to make that more and more possible. And so the growth has been steady. Steady and solid. And in the last 2 years, as you point out, they drew closer and then pulled ahead of IBM. So for the first time in their history, Microsoft now is the number two RDBMS revenue vendor. They have over 20% of the market for the first time in their history. And at the same time, IBM has been slipping. And they have now dropped below 20% for the first time. So it's a rather significant change. Oracle, through all this, has basically bubbled along and continued to hold its share, growing at roughly market rates for the last couple of years.
And so with SQL Server 2014, and in particular the in-memory OLTP feature that they have with it, do you see that as a differentiator? Does that set SQL Server out from, you know, the rest of the pack? Is this something that's new and different that Microsoft's kind of leading with?
It is arguably the first time in quite a while that Microsoft can be thought of as a truly leading vendors. Only SAP HANA so far has delivered transactions in memory. Microsoft is now the second vendor to do so, and neither for IBM or for that matter Teradata, who isn't going there, has done so. So yeah, as the market becomes more interested in being able to process transactions in memory and begins to turn to what Gartner likes to call hybrid transactional analytic processing, or HTAP, Microsoft actually has a lead here. Today, HANA is almost entirely used for existing SAP projects and products, as opposed to as a general purpose DBMS engine. And for the moment, Microsoft has the field to itself. Of course, that won't stay for much longer. But they've gotten there, and people are very interested in being able to exploit these new capabilities. At the same time, at the top end of the analytics side of the market, as I'm sure a lot of people know, it took quite a while for Microsoft to deliver its parallel data warehouse, which it began with an acquisition a number of years ago, and it took it a long time But that product is out, it's got customers, and it's beginning to pick up a little momentum of its own. And so that'll open up a new set of opportunities for Microsoft that they haven't really been participating in the past. And so I expect them to continue their momentum in the year ahead and continue to outgrow the market. Last year, they grew at double the market rate, around 8. So I would expect them to continue to do that and perhaps even do better.
Great. Well, Merv, thanks a lot for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.